This is Wasim Afzal, WASIM, AFZAL, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Date of service is 24th January 2013. Patient name is Dennis King, DENICEKING, and date of birth is 01/28/1961. I think a mean one. Primary care physician is Dr. C. Period. Caller, CUHLER, Champion. 5210 Highland Road, State number 201, Waterford, Michigan 48327. Phone number 248-618-6857. Fax number 248-618-6951. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had pleasure of seeing Miss Dennis King with past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, stroke, rheumatoid arthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, depression, asthma, and hypothyroidism. She came to our clinic today as a reason for follow up. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she is having right leg claudication. And patient admits that pain in her right cough that occurs on walking for 50 steps. That is for the last 1 month. And the patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND, any leg swelling, any lightheadedness, dizziness. Period. Next paragraph. Post medical history. Hypertension. Diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, stroke, carpal tunnel syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, asthma, hypothyroidism, and non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Status, cardiac catheterization done in July 2012 that showed non-obstructive.
Who said that? Who's this one? I never knew that.
The Prophet Muhammad's name is Ahmed M.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
he's right.
I know my stuff, man. I never knew that.
Remember
when
in the Quran it says when Jesus.
This is Wasim Hafizal, WASIM, AFZAL, dictating for Dr. Mahir Eldred. Date of service 24 January 2013. Patient name is Miss Dennis, DENIC King. Date of birth is 01/28/1961. Patient primary care physician is Dr. C. Period. Caller, CUHLER. Champion, 5210 Highland Road, street number 201, Waterford, Michigan 48327. Phone number 248-618-6857. Fax number 248-618-6951. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Dennis King with past medical history significant for hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia.
Let me tell you.
Hypothyroidism, stroke, carpal tunnel syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, and fibromyalgia, depression, asthma. She came to our clinic today as follow up. Next paragraph, on today's visit, she is having a complaint of right leg claudication for the last 1 month that occurs on walking for up to 50 steps. The patient denies any chest pain, any shortness of breath, any orthopnea, PND, or lightheadedness, dizziness, any leg swelling. Past medical history, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia. Hypothyroidism, stroke, rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, asthma. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, lumpectomy of breast. Social history, patient denies any smoking, any alcohol drinking, any IV drug abuse, or any recreation drugs. family history is significant for coronary artery disease and diabetes mellitus. Allergies, a patient is allergic to aripiprazole, which causes shortness of breath, dinolol that exerts beta blocker that exacerbates her asthma, glucophage causes diarrhea, so which has been stopped for this reason. Medication. Albuterol sulfate, 1 puff every 4 hours as needed. Aspirin 81 mg, tablet twice a day. Insulin syringe, ultrafine 2. Insulin syringe needle. Units 100, syringe 1 ml, 31 into 5 into 16 inches, 1 syringe once a day. Next is bupropion HCl, 1 tablet twice a day. Next is carisoprodol 350 mg tablet, 1 tablet twice a day. Next is diazepam 5 mg tablet, one tablet once a day. Next is diphenhydramine HCl 50 mg, 1 tablet twice a day. Next is tenalapril maleate 5 mg, 1 tablet twice a day. Next is fluoricet. Fluoricet has been discontinued. Next is gabapentin. Tablet 600 mg, 1. Cavernous 69 mg, 1 tablet twice a day. Next is Geodon, Ziprasidone, HCl 20 mg, one capsule twice a day. Next is Hydrocodone.
What is it?
Robitussin. Acetaminophen. Hydrocodone and acetaminophen. That is 7.5/750 mg tablet, 1 tablet 4 times a day as needed. Next is Januvia, Januvia, sitagliptin 100 mg, 1 tablet once a day. Next is levothyroxine 50 mg, 1 tablet once a day. Next is Lamotil, 1 tablet 1 hour before breakfast and 1 tablet 1 hour before before supper for diarrhea. Multivitamin, 1 tablet once a day. Novolin and Bracket NPH insulin human recombination. Bracket suspension 100 units per ml, bracket 50 a.m. / 20 at noon and / 50 in the evening at night. Novogil, NUVIGIL, Armodafinil, ARMODAFINIL, 150 mg once a day. Omeprazole, 20 mg, one capsule twice a day. Covar, QVER, beclomethasone, and dipropionate, one puff twice a day. Next is sertraline 100 mg tablets, 2 tablets once a day. Next is simvastatin 40 mg, 1 tablet once a day. Next is Ventolin HFA, albuterol sulfate 2 puff 4 times a day as needed. Vitamin B12. Next is vitamin C, tablet 500 mg. Next is vitamin D. 50,000 units per once a week. Next is zolpidem, 10 mg, one tablet at bedtime as needed. Next is Zoloft, Z-O-L-O-F-T, 100 mg twice a day. Next is Benadryl, 60 mg as needed. Next is Cinnamon, S-I-N-N-A-M-O-N, 500 mg. Next is Cas, X-E-S. Next paragraph, physical examination. Please copy the normal physical examination from cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, the vitals, blood pressure. Blood pressure is 129 by 80, pulse 84, weight 293 pounds, height 5. Next paragraph, diagram. Arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities done on July 19, 2012 shows stenosis of 30 to 49% on the right posterior tibial artery, and test of the arterial system shows less than 30% stenosis bilaterally. EKG done and EKG done on EKG done on 20.
They get a free meal.
I gave a free meal too. Oh, yeah.
EKG showed normal. EKG is within sinus rhythm and with normal axis and no other abnormalities. And carotid angiogram done on July 11, 2012 showed non-obstructive carotid artery disease, non-obstructive bilateral subclavian, and non-obstructive. Right, common internal and common internal external carotid artery and successful clear of the right arterial side.
To be aware of
what you told me, you are close. That echocardiography done on 10th January 2013 that shows ejection fraction of 45 to 50% with and mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy. And the stress test done on April 23rd, 2012 shows the normal myocardial perfusion. And stress test was negative, and carotid ultrasound study done on April 23rd, 2012. Short bilateral internal carotid artery velocities which remained normal, however, due to non-visualization of the right distal internal carotid and left made to distal internal carotid artery with spectacular or angiocular, and there is suspicion of the carotid stenosis versus occlusion of the vessels. Lower extremity arterial peripheral vascular disease, vascular resistance done on April 2, 2012, and result came out to be normal on both sides. That is ABI is within normal limit period. Next is lower extremity arterial ultrasound study done on April 23rd bilateral study with triphasic waveform velocity and correlates to greater than 30%. Next is assessment and plan.
So check this out. So we're going to
Down. patient has congestive heart failure. Patient has congestive heart failure. And my check class class 2 with ejection fraction of 45% to 50%. And we advise them to stick to the same medication. And if she has any complaint, we advise them to come to visit us immediately. And next is peripheral vascular disease. Patient having pain in the right patient has right leg claudication. For that we have planned to go for peripheral angiogram. Even if any obstruction was found, we are going to fix it. For asthma, we advise the patient to keep visiting for a primary care physician and can stick to our medication. And history of the stroke. The patient has stroke in 2001, and that has been recovered completely. We advise the patient to continue visiting our primary care physician and stick to our medication. Diabetes mellitus. For a patient diabetes mellitus, we advise the patient to exercise regularly and stick to the medication and keep visiting our primary care physician for that. Rheumatoid arthritis. We advise the patient to keep visiting her primary care physician and her rheumatologist for that and stick to her medication regularly. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Dennis King. Our phone number has been provided to her, and if you have any questions or concerns, we will see the patient Dennis King. We will see the patient Dennis King. We will see the patient and Ms. Dennis King on 20th Feb for her peripheral angiogram. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Wasim Afzal, WASIM, AFZAL, Dictative for Dr. Mahir Elder. This is end of dictation.
What is that? No.
Yes,
what is it? Cough syrup that starts with R.